Hey, I'm really glad I caught you. Is now a good time? If not, I totally understand. You seem a little flushed. Are you sick or something? I'm glad to hear you aren't sick. Must be the allergies or something. But, that's not why I came out here. There's something I've been meaning to talk to you about for a little bit. It's something I would really like to address. I don't know how long it's been going on, but I only just noticed it this past week or so. Judging by your reaction and the fact that you somehow blushed even harder, I guess you know what I'm talking about. For behaving in such a bold way at nighttime, you sure are easy to embarrass. I guess when the sun's out, your shame comes back, huh? Didn't think you would get caught spying on the MILF next door. Thought it would all just be some harmless little secret, something no one would ever find out about. Have you always had a crush on me, or did it start once you realized that by looking out your window, you could see me in my bedroom, all alone? It's kind of sweet. In a perverted way, but it's still sweet nonetheless. It's nice to know I still got it even after a divorce and kids. That someone as cute as you would still want to peep on me, even though I am slightly older. Oh, don't look at me like that. Why are you trying to deny that that was what you were doing? I know exactly what you were doing. You're not very sneaky. See, the first time I noticed, it was earlier this week. I was getting changed after my shower. I didn't realize I had left my blinds open, and I walked over, soaking wet, in just a towel. As I went to close them, I saw you looking out of the corner of your eyes. You pretended to be on your computer, but how long can you stare at the Google Home screen? You should at least Google something. Plus, who goes on the Google Home screen anymore? Or what about the next night? You know, when I was getting comfortable after work? You had your headphones on, doing something. But every so often, you would peek up. Whether I was slipping out of my pantyhose or pulling on an old crop top. Sweetheart, if you're going to lie, at least make it convincing. I would say that your face is about the color of the outfit I was wearing last night. If you are good for me today, maybe I'll let you see it in person. Would you like that? Or do you prefer watching me through the window? I bet you just love watching. That's okay. I really, really like to put on a show. That's why things were so exaggerated as you watched me last night. That's why the outfit was so much more dramatic, so much more revealing. I find I do my most enticing work when I have an audience. For you, though, someone so cute, someone so innocent, someone that blushes at the mere suggestion of something lewd I'm going to do. I wouldn't mind some privacy. In fact, take my hand. Why don't you follow me? There's a private spot in my backyard. You wouldn't mind helping your older neighbor out, right? So helpful. So good. Come on. Right over here. That's it. It's a private, secluded area. No one will be able to see us with the way the bushes are arranged. Not even you with your prying eyes. I guess I don't have to worry about doing too much since my not-so-secret admirer is right here, laying on the chase. How badly do you want to kiss me? Where are your manners? You were being so good for me earlier. Politely asked me to kiss you, baby. Very good. Isn't this so much better than just watching from a distance? You went from being an observer with a fantasy to an active participant. So good for me, baby. So naughty, hooking up with your older neighbor. Imagine the scandal we would cause. You know, some of our neighbors have nothing better to do than gossip. It would make quite the story. Wouldn't you agree, baby? How will you react if they find out? I know I don't care, but you seem to be the type that embarrasses easily. You sure you can handle being with a girl like me? That's it, baby. This is why I love having a younger partner. Always so much more responsive. So much more eager. All you want to do is please me. Learn from someone older. We can teach you exactly what to do to bring them the most pleasure. So good for me, sweetheart. Tastes so good, my sweet. You can let your hands wander. Mommy doesn't mind. That's it. Run your hands up and down my curves. It's so good for me, huh? I think there's too many layers between us. I'm glad you agree, baby. Let's change that.